It's still early days for QuakeFinder, but it may already have had a minor breakthrough. In October 2007, the little white boxes picked up electromagnetic signals shortly before an earthquake struck Alum Rock, a small community south of San Francisco.
This is the actual data from the Alum Rock earthquake, if you're interested in that. These are the days prior to the earthquake. So the magnetic pulsations that we see are very, very few and far between. This large one here is a calibration signal that we generated ourselves just to make sure everything was working okay. About 2 weeks before the earthquake, we started to get these very large pulsations. The next few days, it got busier and busier. It spread out over more of the day until finally, right there, the earthquake hit.
But was there a moment of when this data was, you know, more and more data coming up in our book? Were you thinking, crikey, this must be an earthquake?
I'll be honest with you, no. Because we're still trying to discover what the pattern is. We're not quite sure how many days it should be there. We didn't know if it was a large earthquake or a small earthquake. All we knew is that it was only happening at that one station, not at any of the other stations.